Yeah, absolutely. You know, carb day is another thing. So much of carb day, not only just the last practice before the Indy 500 for the teams and the drivers, but the music that we do and the pit stop competition. We haven't done those since 2019. So I'm excited. And that really is a big party day, right? So being able to have all those things that make this not just a race, but an event, having them all back is really important and special. Hi, this is Doug Bowles, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Indy 500 is back home again on WGN.
720 WGN, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as we're getting into the week before the 106th running of the race. And, you know, people talk about the action on the track. Obviously, 400,000 people here, global audience, and all of that happened. Immortality on the line for the winners. But you look at what makes this amazing in Indiana when the calendar flips to May. Is it May yet? There's stuff going on all month, and the week before is some of the biggest with the pageantry, the parades, and everything happening back in full effect. And the guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it is the president of Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the one and only Doug Bowles. Doug, welcome to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me. As always, it is hard to believe that May's here. It seems like it goes so fast for me. You know, the checker flag falls, and next thing you know, you're back at it again, which is awesome.
So the last couple years, you know, whether there was no attendance, limited attendance, even when the track action has been the same for a lot of people watching, the experience for people, whether it was restricted or a lot of those affiliate events were canceled, full on here. How does it feel to get back to business?
It feels really good. It's been 3 years, right, since we've had a full Indianapolis 500. Nobody here in 2020, 40% of the people here. In 2021, the parade, which generally attracts 250,000 to 300,000 people downtown, we haven't had it since 2019. So to have everything back feels really good. What I'm loving right now is just seeing the smiling faces of people that come through the gates who haven't been here in so long. So it's really nice to be back with no restrictions and getting a normal Indianapolis 500.
One of the cool things that you and your team do here is you build events to bring in people from all walks, all demographics, all that kind of stuff. A little bit of something, maybe a lot for everybody. And so let's talk a little bit about carb day, some of the things coming up that as we get into race week that they're still able to take advantage of, get in on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, carb day is another thing. So much of carb day, not only just the last practice before the Indy 500 for the teams and the drivers, but the music that we do and the pit stop competition, we haven't done those since 2019. So I'm excited. And that really is a big party day, right? You come and you watch 2 hours of on-track practice and a pit stop competition, but then it's just really about singing in the infield and having some fun with some music. So getting to have that back is a big deal. The parade on Saturday is a big deal. And then Sunday, getting to have our snake pit back. That's that EDM concert inside the racetrack during the race that young folks under the age of 30 hang out. And so being able to have all those things that make this not just a race, but an event, having them all back is really, really important and special.
As music is coming back in a big way as well, a lot of those festivals that have been kind of on a hiatus for the last few years, those are back as well. How do you determine? Because you always have a little something for everybody. Sebastian Bach, so heavy metal fans will know and love that. Rick Springfield, you've got Kings of Chaos. How do you, is it sort of like an American Idol situation? Do you and maybe like Tony Kanaan or maybe Elio, do you sit at a table and audition people? This is an honor for them.
Well, the Carb Day concert really so far has really been the 80s music is sort of what really fits that Carb Day crowd and the way that it works. We'll probably end up getting a little bit younger in our music talent as we go forward. But what I really want is something where people can come in and go, wow, I knew every single one of those songs. I didn't know who performed it, but I knew all those songs. They had a great time singing along. So we're excited about Kings of Chaos just because of the people in that band and the bands that they used to be with. So Night Ranger, John Waite, Lita Ford, Guns N' Roses, Rat. I mean, all of that, they have members of those bands that are in it. So you hear those songs by the same people that performed them. So that's pretty cool. But it's really trying to find something that's just a party band and people have a great time.
Feedback-wise from the drivers, as we interview some of them and they talk about, obviously, you know, the driving and the track and the team and all that, this is one of the things that they really miss is this lead-up to the week, the fan interaction. It's hard to think. You'd think they would be focused and blocking it out. They say they can feel the vibe of just the excitement around race week.
There is an unbelievable energy level here at the racetrack and in the community heading into race week. And then, obviously, race day. And when you get here and you've got that huge crowd for the last 2 years, if you were a rookie in 2020, you have no idea what it's like because you've only gone through a year with no fans and then a year with only 40% of our fans. So there is an electricity, even in these practice days leading up to it, it has been It has been one of those things where you just feel that energy in the air that we haven't had in 2 years.
And last thing, Chicago, so many fans of the race, racing for Chicago, so many connections, obviously WGN, the original radio voice of the 500. And so for those fans, maybe a little extra inspiration and coming on down, we'll have the race live on the station and spend not only the race with you, but also race week.
Well, outside of Central Indiana, our second biggest market is Chicago. And Chicago has massive connections to the Indy 500 throughout our history. Obviously, Dale Coyne Racing, based in Chicago, IndyCar team, successful IndyCar team competing in the Indy 500. So there's a lot of connection historically with Chicago. You look back through the record books, a lot of the best drivers that we've ever had have come from the Chicago area. So we really appreciate that. And the number of people that come down, take Central Indiana out of it. It's a bunch of folks from the Chicago area that come down to do this year after year.
So they'll be there. A couple of those will be, a lot will be WGN listeners, obviously. A couple, because of the generosity of your team, are going to get a couple tickets to the race and race weekend. So thanks, Doug. We'll let you get back to it. We know the list of things to do is endless, right? And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I appreciate your passion for our sport and certainly your listeners' passion. Can't wait to see folks here in a few days.